Sanbonani.
That's a greeting in our language, isiZulu, meaning hello. The response is yebo.
Sanbonani.
Beautiful. We thank you all for coming to our show this evening. Ladies Meet Black Mambas was formed 51 years ago by our leader, Professor B.J. Mshengu Shabalala. And our mission has been to spread our culture, the culture of South Africa, of love, peace, and harmony throughout the world. Your being here this evening continues this journey. We thank you very much. This next song is called Yangilumi Nkukhu. It's about a naughty little chicken who won't let us do our work on the farm. This little chicken keeps biting our feet, our ankles, and our legs. Sometimes we get fed up with this little chicken. We wanted to kill it and eat it, making some buffalo wings with it. But some of us have said, no, it's too small. It won't be enough for the rest of us. So we let it leave. Here is the song, Yangilumi Nkukhu.
Yangilumi Nkukhu,
Yangiluma, Yangilumi Nkukhu, Yangiluma, Salawu, Nkosi Sabethi, Yangiluma, Imboka Namazinu, Yangiluma, Yangilumi Nkukhu, Yangiluma, Salawu, Nkosi Sabethi, Yangiluma, Imboka Namazinu.
Ibonile luma bantwana bo
ihlela nasekse ijabulela ukukhanya kwelanga.
Ibonile luma bantwana
ihlela nasekse ijabulela ukukhanya kwelanga. Njene madoda ngoba futhi yancelisa inobiso lomnandi. Njengoba nathi sakhula ngobisi, nayo beyikhulisa abantwana bayo ngobisi lwayo lumnandi. Ndithini madoda, ndithini madoda, ngezimangasa le nkukhu. Ndithini madoda,
ndikubikele useni.
Ndithini madoda,
ndifunga amazinyo ayo,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Amahle amhlophe.
Ndithini madoda,
ndikubikele useni.
Ndithini madoda,
ndifunga amazinyo ayo,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Amahle amhlophe.
Ndithini madoda,
ndikubikele useni.
Ndithini madoda,
inobiso lumnandi,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Ikhulisa abantwana ayo.
Ndithini madoda, ndithini madoda,
inobiso lumnandi,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Ikhulisa abantwana ayo.
Ndithini madoda, ndithini madoda,
ishonga amazinyo ayo,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Amahle amhlophe.
Ndithini madoda,
ikhulisa abantwana ayo.
Ndithini madoda,
Ishonga amazinyo ayo,
ngezimangasa le nkukhu.
Amahle amhlophe.
But before that, I want to let you know about a couple of things that are happening in the San Francisco Bay Area if you are in town. And one of the things that are happening this weekend, among other things, is Idris Cooper Aniva Woshe has another one of her solo performance pieces that's premiering and debuting this weekend, beginning tonight. It's called Adventures of a Black Girl Traveling While Black. And noted local actor-director Idris Cooper Aniva Woshe explores the history of the African diaspora, the relationship between tourism and colonialism, and other topics while traveling in Europe, West Africa, and North and Central America. Traveling is the second part of her Adventures trilogy after 2010's In Search of Academic Clarity. So tonight at 8 o'clock, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday at 3, you can catch her at Brava Theater Center on the second floor, 2781 24th Street, San Francisco. And the phone number there is 415-641-7657, or you can visit Brava, BRAVA.org. Brava is also having a film festival there this weekend, their Women of Color Film Festival on Saturday, and it's a free festival, and that should be really nice, too. So you can check their website for all that information. And then Push Dance Company is having a benefit performance tonight, a night of tasty food and a silent auction, as well as plenty of dance. The evening's performance segment features the Push Dance Company and many of their friends, including Venture Dance Project, Steamroller Dance Company, Adrian Ramirez, and Catherine Wong. And then there's audience participation time as DJ True School performs at a dance party. So that's 7 to 10 tonight, Friday, March 15th. My goodness, isn't this month just marching along? And it's at the benefits at the Terra Gallery, 511 Harrison Street in San Francisco. And the phone number for information is 415-800-7943, 415-800-7943. And marchbenefit.eventbrite.com is where you can get these tickets before they sell out. And wanted to mention the Ritual Theater is happening tonight. And let me see if I can find that information quickly. That's this weekend. Oh, gosh, and I almost forgot that this weekend is also the opening reception for the One Life Institute's art exhibit that's at the Studio One, and that I believe that's at there's going to be a poetry reading, and Destiny Harvest from the Hood has her ensemble. They're going to be performing, and that's a free event, and that happens on Saturday the 16th at Studio One, which is in Oakland, right next to Oakland Tech High School. I think it's 45th Street, and I think the concert starts about 2, and the reception, the center is open, so you can get there around 10. But I think the festivities, like the food, the munchies, and all that stuff starts about maybe 11 or 12. So that's going to really be fun. And I am still looking for that information about the Ritual Theater. Let's see, trying to think, how can I find this? Yeah, here we go. Just a second. Well, you know what I could do? I could play another song while I find. Oh, actually, here it is. Yeah, just a second. It's Ritual for the Waters. And it's going to really be nice. It's going to be in Palo Alto at the Sophia University. And I'm looking for the rest of the details for you. Oh, you know what? I have it in my picks. Oh, no, I don't. Wait a second. Here we go. Let me tell you where this is going to be. I'm really excited about that. Let's see. Yeah, Queer Women of Color Media Arts Project is having a benefit to celebrate International Women's Day. It's called Our Own Paths, and that's March 16th from 7 at 7:30. And it's $15 to $50. And this is the event that I was mentioning that has all these great films. Where is it happening? I thought it was at Brava, but it is at Brava. Oh, yeah, it's at Brava, because Brava has this big theater. And this is actually at the same time. I think it's happening concurrently. It's at 7:30, so Idris is going to be upstairs, and the film festival is going to be downstairs on Saturday. So if you go see Idris today, then you don't have to stress about the conflict between, oh, what do I do? Do I go see movies, or do I go upstairs and see this live solo performance? And so they've got five films, Grace and Fierceness, Avacha, which is wonderful. It's being screened again. It's directed by Ava Square Levias, Drum of Joy, Drum Joy Love, and a couple of others. So it should be pretty nice. That's on Saturday. And then the Ritual Theater, which I'm looking for. Here we are. Ritual in Honor of the Sacredness of the Waters of the World. That's going to be, again, Saturday evening from 7 to 9 at Sophia University Auditorium, 1069 East Meadow Circle in Palo Alto, California. And as a ritual to honor the sacredness of the waters of the world, and it's the first in a series of rituals scheduled for 2013 in accord with the directions of Mayan and African elders. So participants will invoke the spirits of earth, air, water, and fire. And we're going to also remember the ancestors, of course, and honor our elders and bless our children. And the ritual artists and performers from many cultures will lead the community in interactive processes such as movement, music, song, dance, and prayer designed to harmonize our bodies and minds with the flow of the waters of the earth. There will also be a networking table where people can connect. And there are going to be CDs and DVDs and ritual supplies and jewelry and art. And, again, that's at Sophia University. And donations of $21 to $12 are appreciated, but no one is going to be turned away. And the list of practitioners is going to be like, oh, my goodness, like a who's who of who isn't on the bill. So Ile Orunmila Oshun members, Louisa Tish, Yeye Oshun Miwa, is going to welcome and open. For Elegba Oshun, and she's going to also tell some stories. And then there's a whole lot of other folks. You should visit wandaspicks.com just to check it out. And then on Sunday, jazz professor Bill Bell is going to be having his Oakland Bay Area Community Chorus is going to be presenting Singing to Spring, and that's going to really be fun. And that's at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, 2808 Lakeshore Avenue in Oakland. And that's at 4 o'clock. And for information, you can call 510-283-5003. And for tickets, you can visit Brown Paper Tickets. And so that's going to be exciting. So it's going to be, you know, they're going to be singing African-American spirituals. If you want to hear this great interview that I had with Professor Bell, look at the archives. I actually broadcast that interview on Wednesday, which was the 13th. So definitely want to check that out. And don't forget that the CAM Festival, the Asian American Film Festival, just kicked off yesterday, and it's going to be continuing through the 24th. And we had one of the directors on the show as well with Professor Bell, and that was director Deepa Dhanraj, and she was talking about her latest film, Invoking Justice, about these fierce women in India who have, you know, taken the tradition of having community councils, Jamaat, formerly all male, and created a women's Jamaat, and they're like saying, oh, heck no, you're not going to be misinterpreting our book. And they have brought communities, you know, men, husbands, and others to justice, working in collaboration with the local authorities, and to help women, you know, out of abusive situations, and brought to justice, you know, people that have gotten away, men who have gotten away formerly with murder. So it's just really fantastic film, Invoking Justice, and it had a national debut in India, which is really fantastic on International Women's Day. So we're really excited for the director and the trajectory that her film is moving in, and is actually being requested throughout the Muslim world by women who are looking at ways to have more of a voice in their communities, which a lot of times are dominated by men and male councils, not necessarily because that's, you know, the way that Allah wants it to happen. It's just the way that things have happened in a patriarchal paradigm that we certainly need to address. So now I'm going to play, today we're going to visit the women at Chowchilla State Prison. That's why we're broadcasting so early. And I need to get moving because I'm going to be late and miss my ride. That will be really counterproductive. So I'm going to play this interview with Albert so you can hear it. And that's going to be it for this morning. We are not going to have a second interview because I've got a dash. So we'll check you out on Wednesday for another edition of Wanda's Picks. And until then, I hope you have a great weekend. Peace and blessings. Here is Albert talking about Lady Smith, Black Mbazo. So I listened to Lady Smith, Black Mbazo, singing for peace, live singing for peace around the world. And
yes.
Yeah, I'm glad that I got it because the concert that I really loved, a whole lot of it's on the CD.
Wow.
Yeah, even your voice. I mean, even your introducing, you know, talking about the group and its history and, Professor Joseph Shabalala's, vision. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, that's on this on this CD. I'm like, oh, this is so cool.
Okay, things
worked
out so fine.
Yeah, and then the song that his younger son sang last night at the club, it's on here too, as well.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah, and Amazing Grace, your closing piece. Yeah. Interesting. So yeah, it was really good being able to listen to that. But live is always better. So
I'm wonderful.
Yeah. So is this a new direction? I mean, you've always been about peace. But is this a new direction for the ensemble, Singing for Peace around the world? Is that a new direction? Because I noticed, the younger members are taking, singing, songs, and the ensemble director, he left the stage and then he come back, and it's a different kind of feel for the group.
Yeah, it is a new direction, although we have been singing about peace, but it was most the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are laying back. We said, we have achieved so much, so now let's celebrate. But in our celebration, so we said peace should reign,
Mm-hmm.
So because we feel that the peace is needed all over the world, and then so also that grooming the young ones in the group, because we want them to carry on after maybe we moved on, because we're not getting young anymore,
mm-hmm.
but we're getting beautiful anyway. So this is a way of that, because we, as you know, that we wanted to build the school which was going to teach the indigenous music in South Africa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the things didn't go fast as we like. So we said, let's take the school to people instead of putting the school there and then invite people to come to school.
Mm-hmm.
So the school goes to the people now. So that's why, and then we might notice the last night show that we were telling more history behind the songs,
mm-hmm.
and also we chose the songs that has been a peace song, that the song that has been bringing people together and encouraging them to put aside their differences and then sit down and talk and then make peace with each other, because the only thing that we think is needed in this world is peace. It's peace in the workplace, at the home, in the community, in people themselves. Myself, I need peace, and then the other one need peace. So if that we can, you know, grab that and then live that way, so our world will be a happy world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly, certainly. And then I guess when you bring the classroom to the student in the way that Lady Smith Black Mambazo does, you don't even know you've been in school.
It's
just so fun. It's, you know, because school people think school, I don't want to go. But, you know, when Lady Smith Black Mambazo takes you to school, you don't even, you know, you're just having so much fun, you don't even know that you're getting a lesson, too, until you leave and think about, yeah, because you remember that song that the younger son sang? What's his name?
The youngest son, is Tommy. We call him Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy, yeah, because his name has a click in it. Yeah, we have a Tom Salk here in the Bay Area. You probably know him. He is a choreographer, and he was with the Serafina International Touring Group, and he ended up staying here and marrying and having a child. And so he retired, and so now he's producing some more shows. And so anyway, so we learn how to do that. So we know we learn how to pronounce Tom Salk's name.
Yes, I know that guy. Yes,
So when he sang the song about what was it about? It was about how, you know, you should beware of you know, of admirers
deceivers. Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because all they want is just, you know, the physical pleasure, and then after that, they're gone.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, but somebody's heart has been broken, but
mm-hmm.
the other one going happy said, "Okay, I had a good time," but not both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, "No, this should stop." So if you are staying with somebody, be friend forever. So
mm-hmm.
Don't be friends for now, and then tomorrow, so you are gone, because that's not the right way. So I love that song a lot, and then so it's one of those things that it makes me happy, especially in this tour, in this performance, and also in this direction we have taken now. That is, let's take this direction, and then I think we are going in the right direction anyway.
Mhm. Yeah. So we were going to talk today about women, because this is International Women's History Month, and International Women's Day is Friday, but in South Africa, August, you said, is International Women's History Month, right?
Yeah, but is that the South African one? It's a national, you know,
mm-hmm.
Women Day. In fact, but the Women Month also we celebrate the whole August. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
to be frankly and to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
Women's Day is every day, because there's no one can move an inch except that women does something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even the life that we are in this world, we are breathing right now, is because of the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned that that you know women you know raised you, and like your mother was working, you stayed with your grandmother, and so you were able to sort of develop that feminine side of your person in a way that men, boys and men, are not always able to do, because they're not necessarily have that kind of intimate relationship with a woman who is a caregiver in their lives like you were able to.
Absolutely. You know, the women has been my everything. Besides that, my mother brought me in this world, but they also brought me up. And my grandmother, so she was wonderful. And then I don't think it's any person in the world that can be a good teacher as women, because I learn everything from my grandmother. I learn how to sing and how to dance and how to behave and how to be a man. And this is what I am now, is because of the women. And let alone that my mother was the hard worker at home, because my father was not, it was not feeling well anyway, and then for all his life, God bless his soul anyway. And I learned a lot from him also, but my mother taught me everything, because at home, there is a culture that the women, they have their kind of work with, that it's different than the men. Like, taking care of a family, it's a women thing in our culture. And then that makes them work so hard. So I was still a little boy, but I was always helping my mother, going to collect some wood from the forest to make fire, and helping her getting water from the well that we were drawing water from, and also grinding the mealies to be able to cook. And she also taught me how to weave all these mat that we use, and so many things. You know, the other boys, when I grew up, they used to tease me. They said, I am a girlish. Because sometimes I used to go to fetch water with something that the other boys don't do. Mm. And then I was even learn how to carry that pot of water without holding it.
Ah.
I think, you know, so all those things. And then so when we were out on the mountain herding cows and goats, and then I used to just cut the grass, and then the particular one, and then they found me making some necklace and some bangles with those are the things that have been done by the women.
Mm-hmm.
And also I was playing the harmonica. So the harmonica was very famous in my time for the women instrument. So I was so fond with it, and then so my mother bought me one, so I was playing all those things. So I was kind of, you know, different from the other boys, but the most thing the other boys, they admired to me, is that I was musical. So I even taught them how to sing. For instance, when I was 9 years old, I formed my own group.
Mm.
And then so we were singing so well, and then winning the competitions. So the women have been, you know, wonderful in my life. So when you talk about women, you are talking about people that are said they should be praised every day, as I was saying, that every day is a women's day to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were saying that what you learned from your grandmother and is not necessarily, like your children don't know how to do the things that you know how to do, which is, and you were talking about not just, I guess, skills that have been passed on and rituals that you know, one particular gender might know and the other doesn't know, because, you know, the socialization doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily crossing over, like the boys don't normally hang out with their grandmothers, but you did. you know, you would know your grandmother, but you wouldn't necessarily spend, like, the whole day with her, you know, helping her with her chores and learning how to do those particular chores and activities. So you were talking about, you know, a project where you were going to try to start, where you actually were going to start writing down and documenting these particular rituals, because if you don't, if they're going to go away when you're no longer here. We should talk about that a little bit and how you've been able to share with your own children and grandchildren now a different perspective on what it means to be a man. Because when you said that your grandmother taught you how to be a man, I'm like, what? Like, how is that?
Yes, exactly. You know, you just mentioned something very important, that it is true that when our generation disappears, so we will go along with so many good things that we have never left behind. We had a discussion with some of the Ladysmith Black Mambazo members. Backstage is where in backstage we talk a lot about good things. And then so, you know, I was just remembering that, and then there was a drawing on the wall, so we saw the pictures of the birds, different birds, and then so I remember that, and then so we started to talk about the birds and that, all kinds of birds at home, what their relationship with the people, what they do, and then all sort of things. And then I started to ask some of the guys, especially the young guys, that there is any book that it has been documented, especially the names of the birds in South Africa, which is written in our language, isiZulu, so the names of them. And then they said, no, none of that. And then I said, oh, this is sounds like, you know, something that we have to do, because when we talk about those things among the young guys, I'm talking about the guys that are in the group right now. So most of them, they don't know the names of the birds. So I said we should start it now, and then writing it down, and then write all the things about them and all those things. I even remember the one bird that we used to praise. When it flies, and then sometimes it flies, it just stands still flying. We call that bird Matelitelene. It's got some praisings, and then so we praise it because what it does, it's so beautiful, and then people leave everything they do, and then they just watch the bird. So I think that's the thing that I'm going to focus on and try to do my best, and then so I know the other guys will help me, especially the older guys in the group, mm-hmm. and the young guys, they will guide my, you know, because they will ask some questions, and then so that will make me remember some other things. If something that I've forgotten, we still have people that we grew up with, and then we still have people that who are living in that farm I grew up. Those people I'm related to them, my cousins are still there, and the friends that we grew up with them. So the information is still there, and then I can even go there. If it's time, I can take my camera and then take pictures, although maybe I have to hire somebody, maybe a professional, a photographer. But that's a project that it just came to me in this show. I said, this could be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And then, you know, try to write about all the things that we have done as boys when we grew up, and things that's going to disappear after we move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just, it was amazing when you all shared that this year, 2013 is the 50th anniversary of the founder and leader, Joseph Chabalala's, you know, vision for Ladysmith Black Mombazo, you know, and this whole, you know, new way of musical tradition that he started, you know, the Iskatamiya.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the tiptoe. yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, 1960, 1970 doesn't seem that far away, but it's like, yeah, I guess it really was.
Yeah, in fact, it's the 53rd this year, so mm-hmm. yes, so this year has come so far, so it's wonderful. And it's also amazing, as you say, when we look back, we say, we have come so far,
mm-hmm.
and amazingly, so we are still going strong, people still appreciating our music, and that's why we say today, mission of spreading love, peace, and harmony throughout the world is still continues. So we said we are blessed. It's
yeah. I didn't know that your song was the song that was accompanied President Nelson Mandela's receipt of the Nobel Peace Prize, that you all were there and you sang your song. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you were there, you know. I'm talking about in the ceremony.
Yeah.
I remember when we went there, and then they said, this place, which the ceremony will take place,
mm-hmm.
it's a holy place in their culture. So there's no sound system allowed in that place.
Mm.
You have to sing naturally.
Ah.
So they need no big speakers and all those things, all the instruments, those things are not really allowed in that place. So we said, this is perfect, because we are going to use our voices.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get into that room, so there's people who are sitting down, all wearing a black suit, even Mandela himself, that day he had a black attire, black suit, and then a white shirt, and then the bow tie. And he was sitting in the front row, and then with Mr. De Klerk from Holmes, all the other people there. And then so we start that song, because this is a song that was chosen to be sang on that, because the song, it has been a big impact for bringing this different political organization at home, parties to come together, and then so we sang the song. When we finished the song and Mandela stood up and then he raised his feet, he said, Black Power, Black Mambazo.
Mm.
And he sat down.
Oh, wow.
It was very emotional. And then after that, he asked us to sing the same song on his inauguration in Pretoria,
mm-hmm.
Union Building. I remember we were joking, sitting in the Union Building, and then he said, guys, that we in this place where we are sitting now, it is the first time the black person was allowed to sit down in this place. Even if you were working there, you were not allowed to sit down. We were always standing, because it was telling you that this is not your place, you don't belong here. But they were sitting down. And then so we're joking, we said, if some people can wake up from the dead here, they will be amazed, what are we doing here? So that was just a joke. And then Dr. Mandela also, and he requested us to sing in his... as we sang before he was sworn
mm-hmm.
to be a president, and then
oh man, wow!
So you know, it's those things when you think about it. Wow, man, to be in a ceremony is something that is beyond your imagination,
mm-hmm.
beyond your thinking. But so this song, you know, at home, when we sing this song, everybody, all the parties at home, so they stand still. And then I remember there was a time when the fight was so bad, and then when they have their big rallies, they invite us to come and sing the song. Mm-hmm. And then the funny thing that when we sing the song, if we are in the other party, so because we mention all these parties by their names, so sometimes when we mention the other party, say, no, skip that one, just stick on this one. But you never listen to them. We said, because the song is for everybody, that's why we want to tell you, call that party, and then because you, we are brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Let's not kill one another. Let's live in peace.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was so surprised when, you know, last year, on the, was it the 100th anniversary of the ANC?
Yes.
Yeah, that you all were not there. I'm like, why isn't Ladysmith on the bill? I mean, I'm like, and you said because we weren't invited. I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that you had been in all these really historic moments. I'm like, wow, wow. Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize, you know, the presidential inauguration. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Mm.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. That's really amazing.
But anyway, we have, you know, we had our share with sweets.
I know, but
we
that yeah, but yeah. The ANC, that's Nelson's party.
Yeah.
That's Mandela's party, you know. So it's like.
Anyway, so he's home now, retired. So he has been our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the president, and then even the former president Thabo Mbeki. I hope you might have seen this picture. When I was in Facebook,
mm-hmm.
I'm not anymore.
Oh, you're not?
That was on Facebook. It was, yeah, I'm not anymore. I was with our former president, Thabo Mbeki, and
okay.
He has been wonderful singing for him everywhere where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
He's available right now with the current president, Hlekisa Zuma, he's been a good friend, and then every December we go to his homestead in his place and then sing. I'm talking about just last month, and then we were there singing with him. He was there, and then wonderful. So we are good friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We are so blessed, you know, being mm-hmm. have so much warm relationship with the country that we are living in.
Mhm. Right. Yeah. Well, back to you know, the women that we've been talking about. I also wanted to mention that I really enjoyed learning more about Ladysmith Black Mambazo when I saw the film Under African Skies. That you all are like, you know, that was the story of Graceland, and I didn't. The director is Joe Berlinger. Berlinger, and you all are like so young. I mean you're as young as the young members of the group now. But you look the same. Your face, I mean, I can recognize you.
Wow.
And you all are like traveling around, and you know, Paul Simon is like, he goes into the, you know, South Africa under apartheid and starts making all these recordings. I'm like, whoa, my goodness. And then, you know, he gets into trouble with, you know, the folks that are saying that, you know, people should boycott South Africa.
Yeah.
And then when the tour happens, there's more stuff. And so it's really a great opportunity on, you know, to watch the two men, you know, Paul Simon, you know, this many, you know, recently, you know, all these years later, being able to have a conversation with a person who was over, I'm not sure, was he over the ANC? I'm not certain exactly what his role was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he, okay.
Yeah, he was the leader of it, I think it was ANC Youth outside South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Dali Tambo. So
yeah,
it was. Yeah, I, you know, that makes me very happy every time when I watch that documentary. I said, oh, this is great. It is a happy ending. It's something that we like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it was very well done. And then I saw another film recently, the Pacific Film Archive, it had like a African Film Festival, in February, and it's was a part of the African Film Festival Incorporated out of New York on tour. And every year they have these really wonderful films that that we were able to see because of this great film festival. And this one film that I saw, you all weren't in the film, but you were in the soundtrack. I'm like, oh, I know them. I'm thinking to myself, right? and I think a woman is the director, but it was a film about that hotel in Johannesburg where African people from different places in the on the continent are able to live. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's the xenophobia, so it's really hard for people who are not, you know, South African or not Zulu or not, you know, one of the main groups to even be able to find a place to live and be able to be safe. And this particular place, it's, you probably know it. I didn't know it until I saw the film. but you know the place I'm talking about, right? It was a place that black people couldn't live in before.
Yeah.
Oh, I just found it. It's called Africa Shafted Under One Roof, and it's a portrait of the residents of Johannesburg's tallest building, and it's by Ingrid Martens. It was done in 2011. So you know that one, right, because your music's in it.
I know that one.
Isn't it great?
It's wonderful. It's very great. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of women as our topic today, which is a topic that makes me very happy,
mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that so now we have given the women the platform that they deserve, because that's where they belong. You know, I was so happy, and then this time we were in Chicago. The lady came there. She is the high consul from South Africa. She is a woman. Mm. And she told us this when we go to Toronto in Canada. So there is a high consul there, and when we were in Toronto, so she came and she met us, and it was so wonderful. And then she cooked us the food from home, and she reminded us so home. We play the music from home. We dance, and then all those things. So, and in fact, all the representatives of South African government in Toronto, it was only women.
Hmm.
I was so happy. I was over the moon. And to see them, these are the people that are running our country outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that who knows about the people that who have the compassion, the people that if you are going there, you need help. They know how to help people. It's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, to tell you the truth, right now, if they can nominate a woman to run to be a president in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
I'll be the first one to vote for her. And then I will campaign for her and go around and let's vote for her, because I know the women, they have a good heart. And then so they will run our country peacefully. I'm not complaining right now, but I know that they will do a great job.
So in closing, are there any, you know, we have like these shout-outs, right? We call the names of women that, you know, you could call the names of women that that you want to honor by just saying their names. Do you want to do a shout out to women that are alive now and women that have passed on?
Absolutely. The first one is Miss Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. She is in Africa, in a place that it needs peace so much.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That makes me so, you know, emotional. And I just want to say, God be with her. And then I know that she will accomplish so much over there.
Yeah, where is she at in Africa?
She's in Sierra Leone.
Oh, okay.
And then somewhere there, she's she took a position of being a mediator or somebody that this is a big a position mm-hmm. in Africa, representing our. Not just representing our country, but she is the Africa and African continent, the person that who is in charge for everything. So yeah, if you can go to maybe on internet, so you can Google and then you can learn.
Yeah, how do you spell her name?
Lamin is DLAMINI. Mm-hmm. The first name is Nkosazana. Lamin Zuma, she has two surnames because she was married to our president, mm-hmm. Jacob Zuma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you remember her?
Yeah, I sure do. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, she's in a very, important position, and then she's doing a wonderful and great job.
Mm-hmm.
So we just say salute to her
mm-hmm.
and many other women around the world that mm-hmm. They are still standing up for our country mm-hmm. and our world and doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. well... Thank you so much for this wonderful conversation.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Yeah, and it was good seeing you. And people who want to check you all out, you're still on the West Coast, and you'll be on the West Coast for a while. not in the
yes.
San Francisco Bay Area, but on the West Coast.
Tonight we're in Santa Cruz, so we are going to Portland, and then we'll be there until... Seattle, and then going to Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and then from Alaska we are going back home
mm-hmm.
because we want to be in the coldest, place, and then go back home. So it's very hard.
Yeah, and then you'll be coming back here, I guess, for the summer, or?
Yes, we'll be back here in the summer. I think it's end of May, June, maybe June, July. I think it's June, July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you go back home for a little bit, and then you come back again, or what?
Yeah, go back home. And then we'll be back maybe after summer. I think we'll be back maybe in about fall, maybe October, November, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back, and then come back the next year, 2014.
Uh-huh, yeah, and you have a new CD coming out in 2014, all original music.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes.
That's going to be excellent. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the movie about, sort of like the backstory, sort of how the men that are, the members of Ladysmith Black Mbazo fraternity, how you all came to be who you are. So we can duplicate that.
Wonderful. I'm so looking forward to that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So my daughter's a professional photographer, so if you need somebody, she could help you out.
Wow, that will be wonderful.
Yeah.
But I don't know how she's brave. She might be afraid to walk in the forest.
Oh no, we've been
avoiding the snakes and the frogs and then the old lizards around. I'm just kidding.
Well, we've been in rainforest because we were in Madagascar and we were in South Africa.
Oh,
yeah, we were in Madagascar, so we were in rainforest and there's a lot of creepy things. But we try to stay on the path and look.
Okay.
All right, you take good care, Albert, and thank you so much, and good luck on the rest of the tour and on your performance tonight.
Thank you very much, and then you take a good care of yourself, and then I'll see you in South Africa in August, maybe. Otherwise, just enjoy your trip to Africa. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm going to try to stick around.
Okay.
All right. You take care. Peace and blessings.
Okay. Peace.